This right now, pick up the pace.
Got a soft spot in my heart.
Take a whirl around our lovely Lone Star States and catch you up on some Texas topics. Before we get to That Ain't My Twitty competition to end all competitions. Speaking of, Gators took down the Cougars. Florida beat Houston yesterday. That rounds out the NCAA Men's March Madness, baby, basketball tournament. So, nod to Houston there being the final Texas team. Florida wins it. Good job, Florida, man. They're actually, as we speak right now, roads are closed off downtown. And they're marking off the spots for all of the vendors for the dueling Fort Worth Art Festivals that are going on this weekend. Yeah, because they can't get along in the art world. We're having two side by side. Coming up next Monday is when we'll have more on this, no doubt. The Bezos rocket will fire, and that all-female-led crew by Katy Perry. Gayle King is on this. And then his fiance, Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, the Blue Origin rocket into space will be next Monday. But launching today, and it will be the first day where that Mega Millions ticket's going to cost you $5. That is up from $2. Now they say that the odds have gotten better, and the higher ticket price means jackpots will now be larger. That's math. Somebody didn't do enough math on this. We go down Austin Way, and the head offices of the Texas Department of Transportation. Keep this in mind. It's the Department of Transportation. So this is their first week of the return to office for the, lot 1,600 employees that work there at the Texas Department of Transportation. They have consolidated 5 branches into 1 brand new, and it opened up, 49-acre site. So they brought everybody back who had been working from home because of the transition. And it turns out there is not near enough parking for the 1,600 employees. In fact, they are blocking fire lanes, and TxDOT, which I guess has the authority to do this, decided it's not a crime to park in a fire lane, at least if you work there. They told everybody, okay, go back home and start working again, and we're going to figure this out. It's always a scary incident right there. I don't know. Stopping at a train, which many of us have to do, especially if you're the first car right there in the catbird seat, always makes me tense. Well, yesterday, during the show, a train in Fort Worth collided with an 18-wheeler. Now, nobody was injured on this. This happened over Saginaw Boulevard. 18-wheeler. One of those things. The arms come down, ding, 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 and goes not through the cab, fortunately, but just absolutely just slices right through the semi-hauler on the back. Spilling beer everywhere. Cans of beer. No one was injured except the beer. And the crash occurs on National Beer Day. Seen a lot of pictures on social and for people pulling over on the highway, as usual, of the Blue Bonnets. And the Texas Historical Commission has granted the historical marker on the city of Ennis. I know we got Ennis listeners out there. In recognition of the famous fields of Blue Bonnets that they have down there, marker identifies the Ennis Blue Bonnet Trail as important and educational and a vital part of our local and state history. Salute to you guys. When it comes to conservation, though, that Dallas-based company that we've talked about over the past couple of years now, they've said repeatedly, in a couple of years, they'll be the ones that give us a real live woolly mammoth. Well, that's not all they're working on. Dire wolves, which if you watched Game of Thrones, are huge, actually existed, extinct wolves. Massive. They've been gone for over 12,000 years until this week. That is the sound of the first 2 dire wolves in over 10,000 years howling for this Dallas company. They found DNA and fossils that dated back to the time that they last existed. There's nothing wrong going to happen there. And then finally, talking about conservation, Fort Worth is going to up its ante and protect more tree species. The Development Services Department announced that instead of just 26 tree species around the area, they are now going to protect a total of 47 different species of trees around our area, saving those for future and posterity. That is, of course, unless somebody wants to put a Costco up in that area.
You and me with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.